Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. We don't sell them, but I do like to talk about them. Well, we have Skylanders and that new Disney one that looks pretty cool. But anyway, this week we got some new toys and downloads to talk about, starting with PlayStation 3. We have Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2 and Deadly Premonition The Director's Cut. PSN games include Zombie Tycoon 2, Poker Night 2, and Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon, which has Michael Biehn in it. The PS2 download Katamari Damacy is also available on the PlayStation 3. It's a great game. Classic. If you've never played it, I feel sorry for you. It's really good. PSP has TAC Heroes. PS Vita has Soul Sacrifice, as well as Zombie Tycoon 2, Brainhaw's Revenge. The Xbox 360 also has Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon. If you haven't heard, the Michael Biehn starring game is basically taking place in the future year of 2007 and is based on a VHS-era sci-fi future. So I'm very curious to try it. The Wii U has downloads Tank Tank Tank, Kung Fu Rabbit, Gummy Bears, A Magical Medallion, and new virtual console games on the Wii U include Mega Man and Pac-Man, so you can get a lot of your man on. The classic Wii doesn't seem to have anything. DSi has Armageddon Operation Dragon, and the 3DS has a game called Bear Shark, My Riding Stables 3D Jumping for the Team, and the virtual console game, it's an NES classic, Balloon Fight. On sale, Entertainment Earth. Lots of things are on sale, including free shipping on in-stock items of $99 or more. Also, buy one Lego set, get a second Lego set for 20% off. Choose from many, many sets, base plates, bricks, minifigures, and accessories. Check out what we have on entertainmentearth.com today. Or don't, but please do, because I am doing this for a job and I need people to buy things because I like to eat. Anyway, new pre-orders include Mega Man X Sigma Figure Arts Zero action figure. Looks really good. The Assassin's Creed 3 Connor life-size statue is quite possibly one of the most ridiculous things we've added to the website in a while. It is a $3,600 statue based on Assassin's Creed. It is huge. It is impressive. It has a display base with snow and the game's name on it. It's remarkable. I can't imagine having... I would love to have something like that in my house. But $3,600, I have to be able to eat it. If you have the means, your game room, that is the awesomest thing. It is so cool. We also have the new Mass Effect 3 Geth Pulse Rifle. It's a full-scale prop replica from Triforce. And we have a new arrival, which is much more affordable, Super Mario Brothers bandages. Why get Band-Aids when you can get Super Mario Brothers bandages? I haven't used them, but it's got Super Mario on it, so it's what I want to use. Or when I had to get, like, blood drawn when I was a kid, they're like, oh, we have Snoopy bandages. And I'm like, do you have plain ones? And they're like, no, we've got Snoopy. And it's like, are you mocking me? Like, seriously, what do you give to adults? They go, oh, we give the adults a Snoopy one. Yeah, I didn't care for that. Nothing wrong with Snoopy, just, you know, when you're 12, it's like, really? Anyway, that's all I got for this week on the Video Game Podcast. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, we've got lots of great action figures at entertainmentearth.com/videogames.asp, including Chell from Portal, Freeman from Half-Life 2, Mario, Luigi, statues like you wouldn't believe, new Sonic figures, and we're adding a new high-end Raving Rabbids statue from Atticus as well. We've got a lot of new Atticus products. So if you want to see really cool, really expensive French statues, including some that aren't wearing a lot of clothes, check that out on our website today. You won't want to miss it, unless you do, but I don't think you do. Thanks for listening. Check us out on everywhere, and have a great weekend. Oh, and go see a movie, because Iron Man 3 and a bunch of other good ones are starting to come out. It's a good time to leave the house. Which is advice I should listen to because I am in here all day. Bye, everybody.